Hello, this is Satyan Raja, and you're listening to News for the Soul. Be open in your mind, your body, your being. Allow yourself to drench in this awesome information to evolve you to your next place.
Did you know that News for the Soul is home to the largest totally free life-changing audio resource on the World Wide Web? And did you know that journalist and single mom Nicole Whitney is single-handedly making this freely available for you to hear? That's why your support is critical to help keep News for the Soul totally free. You can help in several ways. Firstly, you can tell everyone you know about News for the Soul. So many people out there still do not know about this totally free life-changing resource. So do us, yourself, and your friends a favor and pass it on today. Secondly, financial support for News for the Soul helps keep the show going. Whether it's through advertising, donations, or purchases of our exclusive audio and video packages, like the one and only Spoon Bending Kit, which will teach you how to bend metal with your mind for real. This support helps keep us on the air. Go to newsforthesoul.com now to find out more. We invite you to help us help the world, and thanks for tuning in. It's listeners like you who have made News for the Soul the number one life-changing talk radio show in the world, according to Google and AOL. Together, we are already making a difference in our world. So thank you for listening, and thanks in advance for your support. Now, let's get back to the show.
Good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. I'm sure it'll be all that and a bag of tips because Satyan Raja is back. He's back from Peru, and he's back here on the show. One of our regulars, who you can find online at warriorsage.com, is here to tell the tales. Hi, Satyan. How you doing?
Hi, Nicole. I'm doing really well, thanks.
I guess so. You know, it was funny. Someone sent me a clip of the mass UFO sighting that happened on May 20th in Lima, Peru, and I thought, ooh, Satyan's there. How cosmic. So how cosmic was your journey to Peru?
Oh, Peru is it's a mystical adventure just being there. It's really a blessing for anyone to be there. Whoever has consciousness in their heart, meaning they're not just coming as tourists, but they have a spiritual yearning to go visit Peru. That means that you're not just there because you have an interest in the place. As they say in the Andean tradition, you're there to come back home again.
Mm, yeah.
And to revisit and to complete a cycle. So for me, every time visiting Peru is a significant time because it represents a completion of a cycle that started a while back ago, and it signifies to me that one has gone through a particular transformation and now is ready for the next step of their own evolution to the next level, you know?
So how many people did you go in with?
Well, I was there for a month, and there was two groups that came with me. One group for the first 2 weeks, and another group for the next 2 weeks, and it was about 40 people per group.
Wow.
Yeah, it was because when I shared with people that I'm doing Peru, they heard about it from last year from other people who came with me. It just, we couldn't do, I did everything I can to keep it small, and then what happened was the interest was just so huge. There's so many people being drawn to this type of mystical adventure tour that we opened up the doors, and it was a blessing for all of us. The transformations are mind-blowing. Physical transformations, mental transformations, emotional transformations. I mean, the list goes on. And it's the power of Peru and the sacred traditions that are held within it.
So where did your journey start once you got there?
Well, I first started at this very beautiful place. Sort of, I like to take people off the beaten track so they're not just looking at you know, the tour sites. The tour sites are beautiful, but then there's a secret, if you want to call it a hidden tradition, which starts to reveal itself once you start to open your heart. And what we found was I took people to this place called the Heart Rock, and we walked along this old Inca road, really out in the countryside, until we came to this rock that's carved that looks like an actual heart, and it represents the heart energy of the space. There's many, many ley lines and energetic lines that run through Peru. It's a very sacred site, you know, one of the most sacred sites on the planet in terms of spiritual salvation. And so we went to this heart rock, and we all did a ceremony there. And we learned how to open our heart in the midst of this place, which only amplifies the heart energy. And once we started opening our hearts to each other and connecting to the heart energy of the land, what starts to happen is, you know, different types of shamans and different types of interesting beings come out of the woodwork and come to meet with us. Beautiful people and hummingbirds, which represent, when you start to purify your heart, in Peru they say the hummingbird comes around to drink of the nectar of your purified soul. And so we would have hummingbirds come around, all our group members, and buzz over their heads, and it was just beautiful, you know.
That's so interesting. That, are you talking about the Heart Rock at Monkey Temple?
Yes, that's right.
You know, that happened to us, too.
Yeah.
I mean, people were having, because it was, you know, remote viewers, so profound, kind of deeper levels that we were working on there. And this funny little man came along and was playing flute music as we were going through this thing. So all of my footage of Monkey Temple has this wonderful flute music background.
Yeah, totally.
That's amazing.
So that's one of the places we went. Then we went on to Ole de Tambo, which is a very beautiful place. I mean, it's so overwhelming for me to share everything with you, but, you know, we'll go through as much as we can.
Yeah. Well, especially those beyond the surface things, because I know exactly what you're talking about. When I was there, I was noticing that, like, the tourist level of awareness was not... It was like they were on a totally different trip.
Yeah, totally.
Like they weren't even seeing these other layers of what was there, which were amazing once you opened up to it. So what did you do at Elliot? I can never say that.
Ole de Tambo.
Thank you.
Ole de Tambo is a very powerful place. It's the shape of a huge, giant condor. And what I taught people, you know, you talk about remote viewing, I taught something along that line of teaching people how to relax and move their etheric bodies. The etheric bodies are the subtle bodies that we have, but we really don't know how to use them conscientiously or consciously because we just haven't been taught how. And it's the subtle part of our body which can travel or that gets activated in the dream realms and that changes form and is able to move and experience different realities in the dream states. This body is right here and now in the waking state as well. And the only thing is we haven't really been taught how to access it. So I taught the participants really how to activate their subtle body and then how to connect with each other. So I had people partner up and then do practices to help connect and synchronize their etheric energy bodies. And then I sent them to two different places. One partner would go on one side of the wall. Another partner would go far away on the other side of the condor, you know, at least a few hundred feet. And then they would connect energetically. They would connect their etheric bodies in the way I showed them. And then they would learn to fly together because this place is called also the Temple of Flying and is known to fly. And what the ancient Peruvian masters, what they meant by flying was to fly with their etheric body, not necessarily their physical body. And what happened was the reports that came back of, you know, when these partners came back together and they shared their experiences of flying, because I told them they need to fly together, connect up in the etheric energy plane, and learn to fly through the land and the cosmos together. Yeah, but they're a few hundred feet away from each other, so they can't really know what's going on in each other's minds.
Mm-hmm.
But then when they came together, which was a beautiful thing, so many people reported these amazing synchronicities of, you know, they both were these type of birds, or both exactly went to this part of the world together, or this part of the universe, and this is all without any premeditation.
Wow, that's trippy.
Yeah, it was really amazing. So it was like remote viewing, but in partners, you know,
uh-huh.
as partners through the universe.
And, wow.
So those are the type of practice we did because in that place it's so powerful and the ability to relax the etheric is amplified and to move with it, you know.
Amazing. Amazing energy in that place. Did you see all the faces in the sides of the mountains?
Amazing. We went there. We visited with our etheric bodies into the grandfather and the master that's in the mountain.
Wow.
And that was a very profound trip. And people were just releasing so much old baggage there when they learn how to connect with who they really are. And also, as you know, I like to have my spiritual growth with a lot of fun, too, you know, so that it's not just a heavy, serious work. So we had a lot of fun, a lot of humor, and we learned how to play as children with our etheric bodies, because this is what children already do. But as adults, sometimes we forget. So we got a chance to be children again.
Wonderful. Well, I know that anytime you're doing any work, you work on a deeper level, so I can just, well, I can't imagine really what it's like going to these places with you. I don't want to imagine. I want to do it in the future, but
well,
moving
you're
on.
Coming with us, all right? I'm going to bring you 2009 to Peru. We got to have you there.
Absolutely. Man, I'll be ready, I think.
Yeah.
Anytime I think I'm ready for your work, boy, walk in the door and think again. I bet I'm here now anyway. I love it. Okay, so where did you go after Ole de Tambo?
Where did I go after that? Then we made our way to Machu Picchu. Oh, no, Pisac. That's where we went to. And Pisac is a unbelievably profound place. It's, again, in the Sacred Valley of Peru. And what we did was we went to, we got to this place at nighttime, which is totally, you know, people don't usually go at nighttime.
No.
And we went when it was absolutely pitch dark. And so there was a whole group of us that went through PSAC. And I taught people how to open their subtle eyes, meaning their subtle vision, so that they could learn how to see in the dark. And so there was a bunch of us walking through this incredibly mind-blowing place with, you know, in the dark, in absolute dark.
Oh, and my God.
Man, wasn't that fun.
Those are the trails, like, that are on cliffs, right?
That's right. It's pitch black.
I got to tell you, that's where I got lodged. I have a... helped through
the everyone had a height issue. Everyone had a height issue and a darkness issue.
Oh, my God. Wow.
And, boy, oh, boy, did we have an incredible experience. And we all went in silence. So the discipline or the principle was to be in absolute silence with all of our group and to really learn how to feel in pitch black for hours and learning how to open up our deepest inner vision, which is just out of this world, you know?
Wow. That's amazing. So what did that feel like for people?
Well, a lot of us were going through, you know, a lot of people went through their own inner fears and learning how to open. Part of the practice I teach is learning how to open your heart in the midst of anything that's going on and not making fear your boss, your slave driver, but not being a slave to fear, but learning how to transcend the mechanisms. Because the only difference between fear and excitement in the body, it's the same physiological response. The only difference is the way we look at it. And so if we change how we look at it, it totally, totally opens our body, our mind, you know.
So I'm taking it a lot of people cleanse through a lot of stuff on that
totally,
issue.
Totally, and we came out at the other end just in total depth and just blown open in our connection with each other, because what was beautiful was everyone helped each other. Those who needed a little bit more help helped each other. Those who were nervous, you know, I gave the homework of helping other people. So, for example, there was, you know, some people are really, you know, had a participant who's extremely, you know, terrified of the dark and you know, these incredible cliffs, you know, we're on the edge of life.
Exactly.
And so what I did was, as they went into fear, what I basically did was I said, okay, you're in charge of me. I'm closing my eyes. if I'm dead, it's all up to you. So the best way to transform your fear is to take care of someone else.
It's true. As soon as you slip into service mode, you stop thinking about you, and you're able to take action, aren't you?
Totally. And so that's what happened.
Wow.
And boy, was I ever, just really blown away, you know, by just people's commitment and love for each other and just ways of being, you know.
Well, that was certainly very exemplary and trusting of you. Wow. I mean, having been there, I mean, we're talking serious drops, and you're right on the edge.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what? I mean, who else do you want to be on the edge with except your friends? Right?
I don't want to be on the edge at all.
Well, that was just to prepare people, to help them learn how to really open their being, you know. And you know, it's when you learn and you recognize your fears aren't as big as you thought they were, that your fears aren't as holding you down as you think they are, as you think they were, and you allow yourself to know who you are in a much bigger way, then you just start to move in a way that's amazing.
Yeah.
You're not held down by your fear anymore.
It's the only way to get free, isn't it?
Yeah,
moving through
it.
This stuff. Yay. So everyone lived at PSAC.
Not only did they live, they're all thriving.
Oh, and then where was it off to?
Then we went to Machu Picchu. And Machu Picchu is such an incredible place. I mean,
isn't it, though?
Well, what was amazing at Machu Picchu was one of the guards there, of course, I met probably 10, 11 years ago when I first went there, an old man, and he saw me instantly, and this man loves me. I mean, just we loved each other, and he saw my group, because these sites are being really protected, now it's becoming harder and harder to hold any spiritual ceremonies in these places.
Mm-hmm.
They're closing all that down. They want to make it so that it's they're just closing it down spiritually, you know.
Yeah.
And it's sad. It's so sad because that's what these places are. But as you know, when you're around warrior sage people, you know, magic happens. So this guard came, and we were going to do a particular spiritual journey up there at Machu Picchu. And he came and he saw us and he says, and he created a space for us where no other guards would come, and that he shooed all the tourists away, and he allowed us to be up there for hours holding space for us. Like, he's an old man, maybe 70 years old.
Wow.
And with such love and character, and he told us we are all Incas returning back. He saw it in our eyes. In the translation from Spanish, he said, you guys are Incas, and you have come back for spiritual study and transformation. And so he protected us. He saw who we were. And then he let us do everything we wanted to, all the ceremonies and the different types of spiritual practices we did. We were all in this perfect safety, being taken care of by this master who stayed with us for 2 days, a guard who's got seniority that can shoo away all the other guards. And so we had our own private base at Machu Picchu, which is amazing, you know.
Like an Incan elder just showing up.
Totally.
Wow.
Not only showed up, he knew us. He knew us all. And he greeted us all one by one. And he went by Santa Claus. That's what his name was.
Oh, that's funny.
He had all types of gifts for us. Really beautiful being. Like, really awakened, you know. You can tell he's been there many lifetimes, and that's what he just does.
So what did you do on that Machu Picchu?
Well, we participated with a shaman in a ceremony called Wachuma ceremony. Wachuma is a sacred plant medicine, and Wachuma is a made of the sacred cactus, and they have a cactus called San Pedro or Wachuma.
Yeah.
It's called San Pedro, but San Pedro means Saint Peter in Spanish. Saint Peter is the patron saint, the one that's supposed to be at the gates of heaven, give you entrance to heaven. And so we did a ceremony with the shaman there of Huachuma at Machu Picchu, which was the most... I mean, this doesn't happen. No one lets you do these things. I mean, it's almost impossible for that to happen. But the impossible, you know, is nothing more than having the sense of it's possible, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know. When you start to live with the... really the knowingness in your being that all is possible when you open your heart, you got nothing to worry about, you know?
So what were people experiencing doing that on Machu Picchu?
Well, it's varied from each person, but the main thing is that it helps you, it teaches you about yourself. It shows you where you're closed. And more importantly, it helps you open your heart, and it helps you, it gives you the lessons you need. It's unique for each person. But it's very conversational at times. You can move around, you can speak with people. You're led by an inner impulse. It helps you get in touch with your own inner intuition. And having, you know, the shaman there and myself and other helpers, we did a sacred ceremony that allowed people to really have their own lessons in their own unique way. So people have very profound lessons, and then we all got together after, and we all met at one of our... We met another beautiful man who owns a jewelry store, and he has an upstairs of a jewelry store that's set out like a meeting place. And he just met with us, and he says, why don't you bring your group upstairs? And you can use my place all night long, because he knows about the medicine. And he said, instead of waiting in a hotel lobby, he offered us as a gift out of his love, this deep Inca man, I mean, like this jeweler who was really transcendental. I mean, his artwork was like mind-blowing. And he just gave us his space out of so much love, seeing that we were in the medicine, in the realm, right?
Mm.
He says, here, this is for you. And it was like a... So we stayed there all night, and we had food up there, and it was a beautiful space with fresh air and mystical paintings everywhere and a stereo. And he had a disco ball. and so we basically celebrated all night our opening of our heart, you know. And wherever we went, everything just was perfect. It wasn't any glitches. Just we were just so taken care of, you know.
Wonderful. Wow. So what do you think is the difference between opening and doing your work, you know, through other practices and doing those kinds of ceremonies? Like, why does it have to be? Why
oh,
don't the lessons not...
Plant?
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't need teacher plants in any way. I mean, I have a very clear distinction between what a teacher plant is and what a drug is. To me, a drug is something that someone takes to escape from reality, something that they take to numb down their feelings so they don't have to cope with maybe inner pains and sufferings. So for me, drugs are something that numbs consciousness and makes consciousness more dull, or in a way keeps you from looking at what you need to look at. It sort of drowns you out, you know what I mean? Well, a teacher plant... Plants have their own innate wisdom. Mother Nature has her own innate wisdom. I mean, we as humans think we're manipulating reality, and we're somehow outside of nature a lot of the times. But in truth, we're part of the organism of life. We're part of nature itself. And just like we have wisdom for other beings, for other people, and in the same token, nature has wisdom for us. And for the dawn of mankind, you know, shamans and healers have been connecting with the spirit world of nature, the nature world, through ingestion of different plants, which Mother Nature herself has directed these shamans to take. It's not something that necessarily man has experimented with. You get the call from Mother Nature to eat this, have that, chew that, boil this. She can teach you how to work with her. And so So shamans of old learned how to access these dimensions with the plant kingdom, with the nature kingdom, and there are certain types of plants which help us connect. Like, for example, tobacco. Now, here in the West, tobacco has been totally misused and been used outside of its traditional sacred use. Tobacco is one of the most sacred plants in the jungle of the Amazon, as well as many parts of the world. The native cultures, indigenous cultures, they highly respect tobacco as an intention creation and a purifier and a place that, something that cleanses and magnifies intention. But when it's used every day, just in a cigarette or in a way that's not sacred, then, and obviously with all these, who knows how many untold additives and processes as in what we call the cigarette, then it's divine nature is reduced, you know. But we can access the energy of the plant, and there are other plants, such as San Pedro or this particular sacred cactus, which when ingested with the right circumstances, with the right intentions, in the right group, and most importantly led by a shaman or a teacher who is in the lineage of these things, who knows how to use them in the most spiritual and profound way, then not only do you get the plant, you also get the wisdom and the practice of the guide, the shaman who guides you through.
Mm-hmm.
That comes through. And under those circumstances, these things can be highly revelatory. Instead of getting you to not look at your pains and sufferings and your unconscious attitudes, it helps reveal all the parts of you that perhaps you haven't been willing to look at, but it gets you to look at it in a beautiful way. And you can ask these teacher plants, these teacher medicines, how to help heal you mentally, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually. And what's amazing is that you will get real answers and real transformations. I used to think that was crap a while back ago. I thought it was all in my head or in someone's head. But now that I've experienced this in the right context with the right masters, there's no doubt in my mind that there's a wisdom from Mother Earth, from Gaia, that can be accessed in a way that us humans can directly understand in our core, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate you making that distinction, because that always comes up whenever this comes up on the show, and I get an email going, where do I buy this stuff?
Oh my God,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Anyone who's listened to this, you cannot do this thing, these type of teacher plants, in a frivolous way or buy it on the internet. And you may get the actual physical substance, but the context, the people, the shamans, the energy, that is the container that holds these things together, that makes it work. It's not just some chemical inside some plant. It's the whole ceremony. It's the thousands of years of tradition of that comes through and anchors the whole experience. If not, it just becomes some silly, stupid thing that you do as a frivolous journey. And then you dishonor the spirit medicine by using it in a casual way, you know.
Well, there you go. So don't send me an email about where you can buy San Pedro. Thank you.
No, please don't. If you're looking for someone authentic, then open your heart to it. Search, go internet searching. But when you open your heart and you're wanting to connect with these things in a real way from your soul, not as just some frivolous experiment or some high that you're going after, but you're really willing to do real work of transformation, which is not always easy. At times can be difficult, because to look at your own self and your misdeeds and your and where your consciousness has been sleepy, and where it needs to awaken, that is a warrior's job. It's a warrior's journey, not to be taken lightly.
Mm-hmm.
But to be taken with lots of love and self-love, you know.
Well, like you said, the context is everything, and that's kind of why I was asking, is every time I you know, hear about these journeys, and I think, oh, it just, you know, it sounds, like you say, it happens in a beautiful way, but from the stories I've heard, they don't all sound beautiful.
Not everyone has beautiful journeys, because they haven't created the context, nor do they know how to work with the medicine. That's like giving someone an operating kit and saying, okay, operate on your buddy here who's had an accident or who's got some... Well, no, a doctor's gone through how many years of study, or a healer's gone through so many years of study and practice. So these things are not to be taken frivolously, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
But if you are called to that spirit medicine, then, you know, investigate, open your heart, and go on the internet, and you're also welcome to connect with us at Warrior Sage and experience, you know, these things you know, through people who know what they're doing, you know.
Yeah, that's the critical piece in that, I think. So, warriorsage.com, if you're starting your journey. So where did you go after Machu Picchu?
Then we flew into the jungle.
Oh, my.
And we flew into the Amazon jungle. We went to a place called Puerto Maldonado, so Port Maldonado. And from there, we took a jungle boat two, three hours up the a river called the Madre de Dios, Mother of God, the River of God, Mother of God River. And it was, we stayed at a beautiful place right in the jungle, a lodge. And then what we met with was a family of ayahuasqueros, beautifully profound shamans of the ayahuasca tradition. And ayahuasca, to me, is the grandmother teacher plant medicine on this planet. It's the ultimate teacher plant medicine I've ever come across. And to me, it's opening one's heart to the divine mother of all existence, the mother of the feminine principle of the universe. It's something much more to me than just some just ayahuasca as a jungle entity. But for me, it's really a portal to the great feminine divine principle of the universe. And these shamans were so profoundly beautiful, who led us through these ceremonies that we did. We did three ceremonies over a week's time in the jungle, and each ceremony took people deeper and deeper and deeper into their true nature, into their heart. And people had physical healings, mental healings, emotional healings. The power of ayahuasca with master practitioners and master shamans is just something that I'm in total reverence and awe with.
So the whole second week of each group was spent there.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what is the difference of doing that, you know, anywhere in the right context and doing it there?
Well, you know, the jungle of Peru is where this, where these vines, that ayahuasca is a vine, and it's mixed with these leaves called chacaruna. And ayahuasca is a brew that comes out of boiling this particular ayahuasca vine in chacaruna leaves. There's other combinations based on which shaman and their tradition and what they're into. But what we had was the pure ayahuasca, absolutely pure ayahuasca without any additives or changes to it. And, oh my goodness, it's a rocket ship for fast transformation. Either you'll panic and freak out if you don't learn how to surrender, but I teach people how to surrender, how to work with it, so do the shamans. So when we taught people how to work with the medicine, how to open, how to surrender, how to open their heart, how to let the wisdom of ayahuasca bloom within yourself, then what happens is it becomes one of the most powerful teachers. It's one of the most powerful teachers I have ever had in my life.
So how do you teach someone the art of surrendering?
Well, I spent a whole week with them before we went into the jungle, teaching everyone how to prepare for the jungle. So I taught people how to open their heart, how to connect with their breath, because breath is really important, learning how to breathe properly. You know, it's one of the things that is most underestimated in spirituality is the power of our breath. And when we learn how to breathe in and let everything in with every inhalation, so we're not just, how can I say, just breathing in air. We're breathing in life. We're breathing in everything around us. We're breathing in the cosmos. We're breathing in every experience. There's some experiences you don't want to breathe in. If you just found out you got a bill out of that you didn't expect, or some health issue you got to deal with. I mean, it's hard to let those things in. Or someone is being nasty to you, or judgmental, or critical, or, you know, displaying some type of negative emotion towards you. Or your own self, you're going through your own inner challenges. I mean, everyone has challenges. But suffering is magnified when we don't let in the very thing that we don't want to let in. It's magnified, because as you resist things, what happens is, and you resist experiences, even experiences that you don't want to have, it's easy to let in ones that you want, that you enjoy, that are beautiful, happy experiences. But the ones that aren't, we also have to learn how to breathe them in, let them in all the way, let them in to ourselves. When we do so, rather than taking weeks or months or years even to process the lesson of this hardship, we can do it within minutes by letting in the experience in so totally that you are transparent. You know, there's a beautiful teaching from the Course in Miracles that says what is real cannot be threatened, and what is unreal doesn't exist. And therein lies the peace of God. And so I've taken that lesson to mean that whatever I feel is negative right now or scary or something I don't want, it has no power over me. But when I bring it into my heart, when I breathe it in all the way into my heart, my pain, other people's pain, suffering, confusion, when I breathe it all in, all the way into my heart, the heart by its own nature has a transformative quality. It can actually take all experience in, purify it, and allow you to send out from your heart pure love, compassion, truth, equanimity, balance, wholeness. The heart is a purification mechanism in our spirit. So I was teaching this all week to people, how to allow every experience in, good, bad, or indifferent, and have no judgment on it other than receiving it in with the sense of grace. I take it all in. And because we had been practicing that for days in intense ways, in very trying situations at times, like I mentioned at PSAC, walking a mountain at night, when we were able to do that moment to moment, then our ability to use ayahuasca or to connect with it deepens. Because ayahuasca will show you where and show you everything that perhaps you have been blind to look at earlier because of any part of you that's in denial or unconscious. But when you're able to soften and open your heart to these lessons, then ayahuasca turns very mild. It becomes such a beautiful helper. But when you resist the teaching, when you resist what the universe has for you, then you only perpetuate suffering. So it's always boils down to you. You're the one who can navigate your destiny. As long as your destiny is being navigated from your deepest purpose, what you're truly meant to do here on Earth, you'll have all the forces of the universe on your side.
Is there some kind of exercise or something that we can walk the audience through to practice this now?
Certainly. Certainly. So, if you're driving, do this with your eyes open. Make sure you don't fall asleep. Or if you're in any circumstance where you need to make sure you're wide awake, you can do this in a very present state. Those of you who are able to sit down and relax, and feel, go ahead and just sort of allow your body to melt into your seat or into your chair, wherever you're at. And I want everyone to just close their eyes. Everyone else who needs to keep their eyes open, just stay alert and present to everything around you. And I want you to just allow yourself to breathe very deeply into your belly. I want you to start to feel that your whole front surface of your body is starting to relax, like your face, your throat, your chest, your heart, your solar plexus, your belly. Imagine that you've just come out of a master baker's oven. You're like a nice hot croissant, warm croissant, your whole body, and you just make a little opening to tear down the front surface of your body to dab down a big fat wad of beautiful divine butter, so the whole front surface of your body is just warm, soft, available, fragrant, and open. And allow your spine to just start to open and unwind, so you feel your sacrum, your tailbone is grounded to the earth. And each vertebrae is allowing itself to widen and open, so that it's, instead of being stiff, you're like floating up to the ceiling. Your head, and at the same time, your sacrum is sinking down. So it's elongating in both directions. but it's happening naturally, spontaneously. And I want you to call in right now, feel any circumstance in your life where you're experiencing any negativity, fear, challenge, upset with any particular person, with yourself, shame, anger, fear of loss, whatever it may be, any experience within yourself or someone else that you feel is somehow projecting on you. But this time, visualize them right in front of you, this whole person, place, or experience that is causing you a rift or an imbalance in your composure, in your heart. And regardless of what you think about the circumstance, let that go. Let go of your judgment around what it means and how it's created, and what you think it means or any fear you may have with it. And allow yourself to start breathing in deeply through the front surface of your body, this person or this experience. And when you breathe them straight and deeply into your heart, into the area that's your heart area. And allow your body to receive this whole experience into your cells. And feel what it's like all the way in. Feel it infinitely in, without holding anything out. And one more time, breathe in deeply. And bring it into your heart. Now I want you to imagine your heart is like the sun, or like a sonar, like a radar, that it's emanating out in all directions, like a warm sun. And the sun is the sun of compassion, the light of compassion, the light of pure love, love that needs nothing, love that wants nothing, love that is just purely healing and accepting, and more importantly, love that has within it an inherent blessing force. A radiance that blesses you inwardly as well as outwardly through your body. So go ahead and just magnify that. And breathe in this person or circumstance in front of you deeply. And on the exhalation, I want you to just let go of your breath, like, and as you let go, let your heart shine warmth through your body out into the person in front of you that represents any of this negativity or the circumstance that represents any of this strife or tension. And keep doing this. And any of you can do this at any time with 11 breaths, 11 full breaths. So that means, let's say for example, you got a bill from the tax department that you don't know what to do with, and it's causing you stress. To see the whole department, the tax department, see the whole bill, all of it, and you breathe it in. Rather than running from it, or getting nervous, or freaking out, you breathe it in totally. And as you exhale light, compassion, clarity, and you see the trouble or the tension being transformed and infused with love light that's coming from your soul, the depth of your heart. Do that 11 times, so breathing in, second time, and exhaling, second time. So you're breathing in the darkness, and you're transmitting life force, love, compassion, and pure light and calmness from your heart. And when you do that for 11 times, after that you give thanks, gratitude, to that very thing that causes you or has caused you stresses or has caused you some type of discontent, some type of imbalance. But this time you thank it as a gracious and grateful teacher. Say thank you to that person. Say thank you to the circumstance in a way right from your heart. You may not know what the answer is or have the full transformation in those 11 breaths, but you must give that experience thank you, because that is none other than your sacred self appearing in this way. It may not feel like your sacred self, but in absolute divine truth, all negative experiences, people, places, or things are nothing more than a divine teacher that has come to teach you in a way so that you can learn to master the part in you that is divine love and pure love that can open under any condition. And when you're able to open, breathe in any condition and radiate light and love from your heart, then what happens is then nothing becomes stronger than you. You become the strongest thing in your own universe. You become the leader of your own universe, but not from a place of arrogance, but from a place of service, from humility and servitude. So that is the simple practice of the noble heart, the transformation of the dark into light, the heavy into light energies.
What a great exercise. That's amazing. So, and that's something they can revisit with anything.
At any time.
Wow. See, that's the thing. It's like, you know, we talk about this stuff, you know, especially the spiritual communities, but doing it in the midst of, you know, when you've got stuff going on, that's why I wanted to ask. So thank you for that, Zetian.
Well, all of us who are listening to this, we care about the world, and our spirituality has to go beyond books, you know. Our spirituality has to be one that's practical, pragmatic, in the moment, that we can utilize and call upon right in that moment. And, you know, you can use what I just showed you at any time there's fear or tension or strife between you and another or you in a circumstance. And it's your ability. You see, spiritual life is a honeymoon when everything's going great. The time we need to use our practices of opening the heart is when things aren't going great, when we feel least spiritual, when we feel most disconnected, when we feel most small and contracted and shallow and hollow and reactive. That's the time where we have to really learn to walk our talk and be the example, you know.
That's what all these tools are for.
You got it.
Well, there we go. We've got a great practical exercise. Love to hear feedback on how that's going. Feel free to write in and share your stories. We're at the top of the hour already. It always flies by with you. And but if you want to find out about, when is your next trip anyways?
Well, I've got them all over. I've got trips gone. My next one is to Egypt and Africa.
Ooh.
We're doing a combination tour of the sacred spaces of Egypt, and then we're going to fly into Tanzania and do the sacred African adventure. And that's going to be in 2008 in January. And if anyone has any questions about that, they can email us at info@warriorsage.com or go to our website, warriorsage.com. And our phone number is there, and you can speak to any one of our incredible assistants and staff who will fill you all in about it.
Wow. That sounds like another great Warrior Sage adventure.
And one more thing I want to let you know of is my new book is coming out very soon about really how to live ecstasy in your life. And I just wanted to give you a heads up on that.
When is it coming out?
It'll probably be out next month in July.
Ooh.
And I'll let you know more about that, but I know you're going to be interested in that because it's a really unique type of book, very different.
Let's get you on for a big book launch show.
Thank you so much.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you, Zetian, for being you, doing what you do, and helping so many people overcome fear and contraction in their lives. Thank you for being here today.
You're welcome. And just so that everyone knows, they're welcome to go to my website once again at warriorsage.com. And there's a free newsletter, an audio newsletter, where I do an audio teaching every few weeks. And it's a free subscription. You just have to log on to the website, find the place where it says free subscription to the audio newsletter. And everyone who's listening here is welcome to be part of that.
There you go, warriorsage.com. Thank you, Zetian, for being here.
Thank you so much. And as we say in Peru, Ayu Masi Kunapa, which means we are all family. We are all divine family. Ayu Masi Kunapa.
Attention, like-minded business owners. Do you have an amazing solution? A product or service for the soul? Something we can't find out about in mainstream media? then we have a solution for you. News for the Soul is airing its Solutions for the Soul networking fundraiser show, and you could be one of our guests. This is an amazing opportunity to join host Nicole Whitney on the air to talk about your solution and share your information with the world. All guests must be pre-screened, and there is a fee to participate. All proceeds directly keep the News for the Soul show archived totally free for the world to hear, and all interviews are aired indefinitely online after the show. To find out more, go to newsforthesoul.com and click on the Solution Show banner now. That's newsforthesoul.com. And don't let fear stand in your way. This could be your turn to shine in the News for the Soul spotlight.
In December 2005, News for the Soul host Nicole Whitney experienced the most dramatic, life-changing psychic reading of her life. In that brief 10-minute mini-session, she released years of emotional baggage when Carrie O'Connor connected with a recently deceased family member, bringing Nicole a life-changing message from beyond the grave. Since that fateful day, Nicole has invited Carrie O'Connor on as a regular News for the Soul guest to do readings on the air. But you do not have to wait. Carrie is available for private sessions right now. Nicole has laughingly suggested wearing goggles and a helmet for these sessions because of the powerful energy that seems to come through Carrie when she's doing a reading. But don't take our word for it. Experience it for yourself. So pack up your goggles and helmet and book your life-changing session with Carrie O'Connor today. Go to Inside Out High outsidein.com. That's InsideOut-OutsideIn.com.
Who are you? Why are you here? What is the meaning of life? These burning questions have plagued mankind throughout our existence. How would you like to experience a process that would allow you to have some of the answers? Answers that would cause you to live with higher awareness and deeper authenticity from now on? Well, you can. Warrior Sage is offering an experiential 5-day enlightenment workshop called Illumination Intensive. Regularly about $3,000 to attend, Satyan Raja of Warrior Sage is offering this life-changing 5-day course to News for the Soul listeners totally for free. That's right. The tuition has been completely waived for all News for the Soul listeners. Satyan says this experience is so profound, he wants to share it with the world. So don't miss out on this special opportunity. To have your own direct experience of awakening with Warrior Sage, go to illuminationintensive.com now and tell them News for the Soul sent you. That's illuminationintensive.com.
How would you like to learn how to bend metal with your mind for real? Well, you can. News for the Soul is home to the one and only Spoon Bending Kit, an instantly downloadable digital gift that contains 2 hours of audio and visual instructions designed to get your mind out of the way and teach you how to truly affect solid matter just with your thoughts. Find out once and for all how you are affecting your reality with every thought you think. Don't let anything block you from creating the life that you want. Download the newsforthesoul.com Spoon Bending Kit today. Just go to newsforthesoul.com right now and click on the bent spoon. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hey, this is Dave Morehouse, and you're listening to News for the Soul.
Enlightened, having knowledge and spiritual insight, freedom from illusion. Enlightened dating, an idea whose time has come. It is time for relationships that transcend the old fear-based paradigm of power plays, control dramas, stereotypes, and conditioned response. EnlightenedDating.com offers introductions and support for conscious dating. EnlightenedDating.com is about synchro destiny rather than the volume of memberships or regional location. Enlightened daters operate in the realm of all possibility, far beyond limitation of the conditioned mind. And it is not just a meeting place. Inside, you'll access the best in support and training from conscious relational experts from around the world. Ongoing interviews, webinars, and more support the search and journey in conscious relationship, all free, 24/7, for all members at EnlightenedDating.com. LifeChangingTV.com is a model of conscious journalism, documenting evolution of human consciousness through high-quality video programming. A combination of metaphysical awareness and an open, honest sense of inquiry relay the true story through alternative media that will blow your mind. Founders Nicole Whitney and Peter Williams started the channel after meeting in March 2005, drawing from Whitney's journalism background and Peter's experience as a cameraman for CNN. Since the project began, they have been able to interview many luminaries from around the world, including Stuart Wilde, John Kehoe, Dr. David Morehouse, Anne Marie Evers, John Hutchison, and others. To watch this fresh, unfiltered, cutting-edge information online, become a subscriber. Visit lifechangingtv.com and click the Join button. It's that simple. Lifechangingtv.com, making the world a better place, one frame at a time.
It's not just a show. It's a movement. You're listening to News for the Soul, the number one life-changing radio show in the world, according to Google and AOL, and the largest free life-changing audio resource on the web. We feature the top luminaries in the evolution of human consciousness and have kept all of our shows all free, all of the time, for the world to hear. In a recent listener survey, News for the Soul listeners responded with overwhelming appreciation and praise, which they summarized with this one powerful statement. News for the Soul is not just a show, it's a movement. Go to newsforthesoul.com to see for yourself. That's newsforthesoul.com.
This has been News for the Soul with Nicole Whitney. Visit us anytime online at www.newsforthesoul.com, where you can listen to all our previously aired shows at any time and so much more. Have a great week, and remember, what you focus on expands.